Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice who will stop blaming men for all their mishaps, because women and men are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, I am still waiting for Nicole to sign on, so I'm not sure where she is, but maybe I see Jean is listening, and maybe Jean could message her and maybe she's sleeping and we need to wake her up. And anyway, I'm very glad because I did have a few people already email me and let me know they wanted to join us tonight. And as always, Andrew's here to save the day because Nicole's not here. So I'm going to pick up Andrew and a perfect night for him to need some guidance. Hello, Andrew. You're live and on the air.
Hey,
how are you, Andrew?
Good.
It was so fun to see you the other night that we stayed up to 2 o'clock in the morning talking, and, you know, you had the nice sail with TJ and took those great drone pictures, but we had a lot of fun.
No, it was good. It was a good day. It's a tradition, so I think me and TJ said we've been doing it, I think we're going on 5 years, next year it'll be the 6th year, so.
Wow. Every Labor Day, a little bit of Andrew and TJ sailing time. So that is great. So I know you wanted to call in tonight. Is there something specific on your mind today? Do you need some guidance? What's happening?
You know, it's
just
like,
talk?
I guess it's just like, you know, I know we talked the other night about, you know, we were just shooting the shit, right? And just chatting, you know, out loud, you know, and sharing TJ's stories and my stories and stuff like that. And just like, but at the same time, I'm just like, man, life is so fucking tough, right? You know, just trying to like work through things because working with family and a family business is really difficult. I never knew a thing would be that difficult. And I just like, I'm just trying to push it out like easier, just like, you know, I don't know, butterflies and whatever. I don't know what it's called. You know, just that easier path. And I just like, I don't even know what to ask because I'm like, there's so many thoughts going on in my head. And I'm just trying to like cover everything I can cover, you know, and I'm just like, I can't cut, you know, it's just, so, like, obviously I want love and all that stuff, but I can't even, like, think about that stuff and, you know, financial.
Well, because also evolutionary, men don't even want to commit to a woman if he doesn't feel like he can support her, or even though women work nowadays, they still want to have their career. You know, your career is your number one goal. Interesting cards that you have, because the first one I picked was the Justice card, which means you have learned a lot of your karmic lessons already. Okay, so you don't have to keep learning those lessons. Okay, I do see that Nicole's come on board, so that's good. And you don't have to learn any of your those kind of karmic lessons. Across from having learned your karmic lesson is the Ace of Pentacles cards, which is a new source of income. Okay, it's usually something different. So,
right.
I mean, it could be within the same context of yours, but in the alignment of the cards, it's another interesting card because next to that is the Seven of Cups, which is a person who doesn't know all their gifts and skills and that they're going to, you know, have to make some choices. What do you want to do? Okay, and you're going to be offered some things in the next couple of months. Maybe someone will offer you a job. Maybe you'll just, you know, stumble across something. Across from that card is the Eight of Pentacles, which is learning a little bit of skills, building on what you have, but making really good money. Okay? Next to that card is, if you don't make changes, you'll still be juggling money and balancing it and trying to figure it out for a while. Across from that card is the Ace of Cups, which is love, joy, peace. I think you've learned enough of your lessons through suffering and would like to learn the rest through love, peace, and joy. And then the other two cards are interesting because they're both the Cups card, and both of them are, both of them are a need to walk away from a situation, but not being quite able to do it just yet. So basically what we've summed up here is that the change is coming, and I think you don't have to even do all that much to make it happen. I think what the universe was waiting for the signal from you, which is like, okay, I need some change. There's also a little bit of a midlife crisis in your cards, which is an unusual because you're at that age when it happens. And a midlife crisis is kind of you've done everything right, but you're not happy. What do I need to do now? I don't think you need to do all that much. I think you just need to look for the signs and look for what's being offered to you and, you know, follow your own light right now and where you want to be going. Now, how do you feel about your current situation? Do you want to stay there still?
I feel like I'm smart enough to do it all. Like, I just, like, you know, but I'm also being, like, held captive, I think, a little bit because my situation is, like, my brother, like, it's, like, I'm his boss. We live together. Like, he's got mad. Like, just, like, you know, I would probably love to just, like, let him go, but then, like, I would have to come home because, like, I can't believe you let me go kind of thing, you know, kind of, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, like,
all right.
It's not
and
a
again,
good situation. It's
have,
not like why am I gonna pay to like be somewhere else when I'm paying where I'm at? So it's like stupid, you know.
Right. And again, you're feeling a little bit stuck. Okay.
Yep.
Again, what we know right now is something's got to give. Are we in agreement with that?
Yep.
It can't stay the way it is. Okay.
Right.
Something's got to give. One way or the other. And, you know, I don't think anyone else is going to bail out first. I think it's going to be you having to make up some of your mind about that.
Right.
And it's not like you can't make the business you have successful, because you can.
I believe I can. Like, I think I'm good at it. Like, I just don't know if it's just like Andrew just like fucking just stick it to my brother and be like, maybe he'll just react and be like, all right, I'll do this, you know. Like, because he doesn't take criticism well, and I just want to be like, dude, you're fucking me. Like, you know, and I feel bad for clients where I just like, I feel like I'm like, you know, I try to service them as an A, you know, everyone the same, and it's just like right now, it's just not, and I just feel that pressure, and just like, I just don't feel like I'm myself, you know.
Feeling right, and again, I don't think you could cover your business correctly by yourself. Even if you want to, because it's really the work, you know, it's a small business. It really needs everybody to pull their weight.
Yep.
I don't see that your business partners are going to do anything different than what they've been doing. And it's, you know, I think everybody's just coasting happy with the way it is, you know, until you do something, but
right.
I don't think if something doesn't give probably by 2023, January time, you're going to make a decision. And it'll be clear. And, the problem is older souls, we like the devil we know. We overthink everything. We don't make change fast enough. We tend to stay too long where we should have really left. And it's, be clear. If you still want this particular business, then you're going to have to be clear to the universe that you're willing to do whatever they guide you to make that happen, okay?
Yeah.
And it may not be pretty.
I definitely want it because I feel like I invested so much time into it, right? It's just like, it's just hard to say, like, you know, it's just like, I don't know, it's just like a failure. I know it's really not, you know, if you did, like, just say, I'm out. But at the same time, to try and build up something new, because, you know, I talked about doing, like, a side hustle. We talked the other night about you know, the drones, or like I talked about doing like an outer leisure, like just like I'm into hiking stuff. I just want to, you know, right now, obviously some of these online presence, you know, with different apparel and stuff like that, you know, for some ideas I had for like outdoor hiking stuff, you know, like I think take off, you know, again, start as a side thing and go from there, which I finally think, I think I have a name for it, but we'll see.
Right. I would try a little bit of that. And there's nothing hopeless in your card. So what I was a little concerned with the, you know, the last reading that I did with you, that there were a lot of depression cards in there, like you were depressed.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I'm seeing that that's going to lift soon. Like there's nothing hopeless here. Okay.
I was going to say, cause I feel more depressed than I did probably back then. Yeah,
right. But like, it's, oh, but that's because you're hitting the rock bottom now. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's old. Depression is actually one of the leading ways that old souls keep themselves stuck. Because
yeah.
when you're depressed, you don't even want to get out of bed, let alone make the changes that you need to change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's
no,
not because
exactly
you don't want to do the changes. It's because how they're going to affect other people. And we tend to worry too much how they're going to affect other people. That's why I need you to pray to do what's best for everyone, including yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep saying that prayer. So you stop worrying about everybody else and what they're going to do and how is it going to affect them. And the thing about the card alignment of the cards in the second round that I just did, it's like once you're clear, like really clear with what you want, you're going to go full steam ahead. And, you know, you'll end up having the life that you want. Again, you realize, you know, there are consequences of it, and I think you're not, we don't like to hurt people, we don't like to rock the boat, we're always trying to be nice, okay? But I want you to just stick with righteous anger with the whole situation, okay? It's not that, you know, it's not that you're mad at anybody, it's nothing like that, it's just that this situation, something's got to give. And if you come from that place, it doesn't have to destroy all the relationships at all, okay? But, you know, you've been in this sort of funk for almost a year now. Do you realize that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's when finally, and remember, all relationships, business, personal, and your friendships that are not serving our higher good will be kind of brought to an end by 2023. You know, the beginning. It's a, you know, everything's on the line, and I know that you have told everyone.
Yep.
Everything that you said. You've delivered these messages to everybody. Now, what they do with that is up to them at this point.
Well, I probably have to deliver more to the one, you know. Definitely, one's been delivered. Yeah. So.
And you know, I don't think you have to sweat it out too much, but, you know, be clear. If this is your business and this is what you want and you want it to sustain it, then you're going to have to figure out what does that look like, you know, and what do I need to make that happen? And, you know, be a little bit, you know, brutal in your assessment of what you need to do.
Yeah, no, and that's why I call. I just, you know, I'm just like, man, spirit, just tell me something. Like, tell me what, where am I fucking up? Like, I'm just like, yeah, just wearing on me. I'm just like, just like.
And remember, some people are never going to change. Okay, you know, and you know, if we keep waiting for people to change who never change, that just becomes after a while insanity.
Yeah. No. You're right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, nothing looks bad in your cards. It just looks like, you know, the depression will get better when you start, you know, taking some kind of action more towards, you know, where you want things to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not worried about you because, you know, things look really, you know, pretty good here. It's just
I'm worried about me. I'm glad you're not. So, yeah.
You know, I'm not worried about it. I just think, you know, I don't envy the position you're in, okay? Because it's not easy.
Most people, I mean, really nobody really knows. I mean, I verbalize it to you, but you know, otherwise I just like, I'm not going around talking about it. I just keep it in the house, you know, but.
Right, exactly. But, you know, don't forget we're here for you. Do me a favor and just be brutally honest with yourself as to what it is you want. And then, write down what are the obstacles, who are the obstacles, and what do I need to get rid of, move forward, and to make this happen. And, and I know it's not easy because you're a nice person, but doing it with kindness.
Some people go through it, you know, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing your little story with us.
Appreciate the time and the guidance, and it helps me. So.
Okay, and don't forget to come over once in a while because we all have fun over here.
No, I love coming over. Definitely.
Everybody likes your visit.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to try to take another caller, and I'm glad that Nicole's here and Jean had let me know what the story was. Bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye, Nicole.
Okay, so you were stuck in traffic, darling?
No. Actually, I'm off this week, and my wife and I are in Montauk, and I was trying to get signal. And, of course, you know, like just like last year when I made
Montauk
this trip.
Oh, Montauk, forget it. Montauk,
oh, my God, it was horrible. It was finally, I think I tapped off of somebody else's Wi-Fi in, like, in a neighboring building, and I was able to log on. But even when I tried to jump the computer off my phone, it just wasn't happening. So, but, you know, I'm here now, and I queued up a couple of new people, and I don't know how interactive I'm going to be able to be tonight just because my signal keeps going in and out. But I did take care of you, Cindy, and we do have two callers that are ready and just anxiously waiting to hear from you.
Okay, so I know Ashley is Eric's friend, and he had recommended that she called in tonight. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Ashley?
Yes, ma'am. All right. So Ashley is a first-time caller, Cindy, because obviously Eric made the wonderful recommendation. Thank you very much, Eric, if you're listening. And she's in a little bit of a love triangle, Cindy. And, you know, she kind of owned up to doing her share of messing up here. And she just kind of wants to know in this triangle, who is it going to wind up being at the end of the day? So I'm going to let Ashley elaborate a little bit more and tell you a little bit about Fernando and the ongoings there. And we're going to see what the cards say for Miss Ashley in New York. Hello, Ashley. You are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ashley. Thanks for sharing your story with us because I don't think it's an uncommon one, okay? Just to, like, reassure you, okay, this is not uncommon, okay? So it is also, you know, it's not like you to get in the middle of something like this. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it isn't something you would have wanted, okay? And, now, did he have this girlfriend first and then you came along? Is that what happened?
So they don't know about each other. It's two different people that I fell in love with at two different times. And
so you're involved with two different people.
Yes, I was in love with two different people.
Okay, and they don't know that, and neither one knows about that.
Exactly. Should I explain the story very quickly?
Yeah, explain the dynamics a little bit so that our listeners can understand too.
Okay, so like 3 years ago is when I met Kenny, the first guy, and he's my first love. I instantly fell in love with him. It's like, you know, the type of love that you never felt before. But I've waited until now. I'm like still waiting to see if like he would finally say I love you, and he did eventually. But throughout like my time of being away, because we met in college and then I came back home, and I was just like hurt from him because he would lead me on and I waited for so long, and then I finally got over him and I was able to let him go, but he came back into my life. But during the time that I let him go, I met another person. His name is Fernando, and he taught me a lot about self-love and self-respect, and I feel like he's my second love in life, where he teaches me the lesson. And I've messed up because even though he was still teaching me, like, these valuable lessons and I learned from them, I still cheated on him because I felt like I was still hurt and I wasn't ready to fully commit from Kenny. And things ended between us, and it just, like, it really hurt. And I have, and this is recent, this we officially ended in February, but we stopped talking in June. And so now
okay,
it's
so this
like...
Okay, this is Kenny you're talking about that officially ended?
No, it's Fernando.
Okay, so you ended it with him. Now, did you end it with him because you still had feelings for Kenny?
No, we broke up because he found out that I've cheated on him with multiple people. And he was not going to deal with that. And I understand that. But we broke up in February, but we didn't stop talking until June.
Okay, yeah. See, that's
so
the thing
I
about
said,
your generation. That's why everything gets so messy in your generation, okay? You know, first of all, you got the first love, Kenny, and he doesn't know if he, you know, can fully commit to you or whatever, and he jerks you around, and then that ends, and you still love him, but then you meet somebody else, and this guy comes back, and because it gets messy when you don't just make a clear break. Like, still talking with Fernando from February to June is going to be messy, isn't it? Like, it gets mucky here. Like, you know, if he didn't want to be with you anymore because you cheated on him, why is he talking to you all the time? Doesn't make sense either. And I think you became a little bit of a commitment phobic after you got hurt from Kenny, okay? And maybe that's why you had one foot with Fernando, one foot here, one foot there. We have more than one soulmate, by the way. And you're a very old soul. I'm not surprised that you would have already met two because Kenny was no longer a soulmate when Fernando was brought because soulmates have to commit to each other, commit to healing, and it kind of went down the ladder of love to taking each other for granted or being toxic. That's why you were granted another one. But, you know, you're kind of young yet, and do you know which one of these guys you want to be with? Because it may not be any of them. So what I would do is pray for a soulmate who is ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing. And you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back and see what happens. But do you have an idea of who you want to be with?
Honestly, I was thinking about this decision a lot. And between the two of them, I would truly want Fernando back. Even though Kenny told me I love you recently and he's willing to, like, work things out with me, it's not like the love is not gone, but it's different. And
right. And remember, this is why it got mucky because, you know, now that he knows you have someone else, this is the problem with when relationships aren't ended and when people keep going back and forth. It messes up. You know, you were granted another soulmate, and then he comes back and kind of screws that up for you. And then now he's telling you what you want to hear, but that doesn't mean once you stop being with Fernando and be back with Kenny that he isn't going to pull this crap again on you. You know, I don't think you fully trust Kenny at this point. And,
yeah.
You know, now with Fernando, I mean, were you not in the same location? Were you long distance? I mean, why would you cheat on him if you...
No.
You know,
we actually live like 10 minutes away from each other.
Okay. So
and
do you think maybe you sabotaged that relationship?
Advertised?
Were you sabotaged it. Like you got
100%.
Scared because you got hurt from Kenny. And he didn't commit to you, and you feel like you've wasted or spent all those years. Now you got this guy, and now you're scared. So you have got one foot here, one foot there. But, you know, for Fernando to forgive you, it's going to be a pretty big one. You know, you would have to make amends to him, you know, admit wrongdoing. Now, is there something wrong with your sex life with Fernando that you're cheating on him? Do you not
our sex life was honestly the most realest one I can say. I felt like I actually, like, you know, made love to another soul, someone that connected, and I fully felt connected. It wasn't like I would go in, you know, and then leave. It's like I felt connected.
Right. Now, that's what probably scared the shit out of you. Okay. You know, let's put it that way. Yeah. Soulmate love is scary. It brings up unhealed issues. We get afraid. What if something happens to this person? You know, what if they die on us? And all these things start to sabotage. And, you know, when you're with a soulmate, you normally don't even want to be sexually with another person unless you've got an inner saboteur going on there saying, I don't want to really love Fernando this much because what if he turns around and doesn't love me anymore? What if he does what Kenny did? What if he did this? And, you know, you got really, really scared, okay? There's also a lesson in judgment. Are you going to not judge other people if they do things? You know, you're not going to judge someone who has an affair or somebody who does anything? Are you going to be less judgmental of others? Is this helping you to understand life is complicated?
Yeah, it definitely, like, having two different point of views it helps me be more open-minded, understanding, and humble about other people's and their situations.
Good, and that is it right there, a lesson. So if you want Fernando back, now he's been talking to you, like, are you just friends or are you friends with benefits?
It's neither, because I felt like I don't even deserve to be his friend. We talked not that long ago, just to catch up, and I told him he would like to see me again before I leave for the Air Force. And when I told him that I would see him, he's like, do you think old habits, meaning like would we kiss each other again? And I told him, out of respect for you, I wouldn't allow anything to happen. I would actually want to start from scratch and work my way towards being your friend and then eventually your girlfriend again.
Right, and now you're going away into the Air Force, though, right?
Yeah.
So did you know that? How long have you known you were going to be going into the Air Force?
Like a month ago.
And what would make you want to do that now? Because you realize that that's going to be long distance, and that's going to be difficult in the relationship, isn't it?
It is, but I know who Fernando is, and he was very honest with me about who he is. And I feel like I can trust him with long distance. And,
okay,
you know,
is he going to be able to trust you with long distance?
That's what I'm willing to prove again. Like, I will be willing to do anything to show him that he can trust me.
Right. And it's going to be hard on him, though, don't you think? I mean, did you ask him or discuss it with him that you were going to be joining the Air Force?
Yeah, I told him, and he's actually very proud of me because with the Air Force, I will eventually become an astronaut. So that's the goal of it. And he's happy that I'm finally taking a step for my future.
Okay, so, you know, it just looks like, you know, career is a pretty important thing to you, obviously, right? And
yes.
So, you know, maybe even having these serious relationships could have scared you because it could have affected your career, okay? Like, you know, maybe you wouldn't want to be joining the Air Force if you were with Fernando, and maybe that could have sabotaged that. Because career, it looks like the number one goal for you. Career, love is important, but career is number one. So, you know, since you can't be with him on a day-to-day basis at this point, it's a good way, you know, is he willing to try this with you? Did he say he's okay with it?
He didn't say that directly, but he did tell me that the next time he wants us to ever, like, for me to be back in his life again, I could take as long as I want, 10 years, 3 years, 3 months, whatever it is. But when I do come back, he doesn't want me to come back toxic again.
Okay, and it's funny because I got the toxic love card, the devil card, which cracked, and then across from the lover card. And, you know, the thing is that if you're going to be long distance, you know, there's, you know, a chance he could meet someone else too, you know, at this point. And
yeah.
And, you know, again with soulmates, sometimes they're brought maybe not at the ideal time. Maybe this should have been brought when you were 5 years older or 10 years older, but you probably couldn't have met him then. So this could be one of those relationships in which you are going to part your ways for a while and come back, you know. And, you know, if a soulmate relationship's meant to last, it will, you know, it will find its way back to each other. And, you know, focusing on your career now, you are leaving for the Air Force now, so there isn't any way you could even, you know, be with him on a day-to-day basis. I mean, I don't see that he doesn't love you anymore at all. You know, he does love you. Did he tell you he loved you when you were with him?
Yeah, we said it to each other, like, every day.
Right. I mean, I don't see that that has changed. He doesn't trust you. He's not an overly, like, you know, vengeful person or anything. He looks like a very good person here. But he doesn't fully trust you right now, so you're going to have to gain that trust back with him. But if you're not really in a relationship with him and you're in the Air Force, are you not going to see other people at all?
My plan for the next, let's say, 2 years is to become celibate. I've been celibate for like 4 months now, and I just want to focus on the next person. Like, I'm focused on myself, but the next person that I do give myself would be considered like my partner for life.
Right. Okay. And, you know, I would just say keep praying for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you, and you want to be the same. And be patient with this. I don't see that he doesn't love you now. And get forward with your career. And, you know, be patient as this unfolds. You know, are you going to see him before you go?
I'm not sure. At first we agreed yes, but now I just don't know. I just don't want to disturb his peace.
Okay, so I have a feeling he's going to see you. You know, maybe even the last minute decide to see you. And, you know, reconnect, be together, and tell him what your plans are. Talk to him just the way you talk to me, what your plans are. You know, you want to know who you are, right? You want to be able to stand on your own 2 feet and get your career going. You know, and there's not much you can do right now to force this forward, because I think you're going to have to gain back his trust, and mm-hmm. that will take some time. And have you forgiven yourself for kind of screwing this up?
I don't know, because when I do think about it, I get extremely sad. So maybe no.
Okay. And I would say you did learn something from now on. If you get a second chance at a great love, you're not screwing it up, right?
No, I'm not.
You know, and, you know, I still see that he loves you. And you are young and you had to learn some things and some lessons, but keep sending him love, you know, and, you know, see if he will see you before you go, because I think it would be good if you did just see each other and maybe say some of these things face-to-face to him. And
okay.
Do us a favor and call in again and see what happens after you talk to him. Nicole, do you have anything you want to add to this? I don't know if Nicole can even hear us, because I don't know what her connection is like in...
No, I'm hearing Cindy, and listen, I mean, love triangles are never, ever easy, and my best advice to anybody that's ever finds themselves in that circumstance is, you know, take yourself out of the equation, you know, just concentrate on you, you know, and be the best partner to yourself that you can be, and then as things progress, the right person will flesh themselves out. You won't have to worry about who's going to flush what out or who it's going to be at the end of the day, you know, because it may be neither of them once you start to focus on yourself and once you start to focus on some self-love. So that would be my best advice, is just to, you know, if you're that confused where you've gotten yourself into a situation where you have two options that are ready, willing, and able, take yourself out of the equation. Make sure that you're ready, willing, and able with yourself first. And then, you know, let the chips fall where they may. And like I said, it may be neither of them at the end of the day once you're doing, you know, once you're done doing the work on you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And again, sometimes time, you know, I can't stress enough in life. Sometimes we have to let time do its thing. We can't have the answers now because we don't have enough knowledge or facts behind us to know exactly what we should be doing. And, you know in the future that you have this part of you that has the ability to sabotage things, and I want to make sure you don't do it with your career either, by the way. You know, just when you're about to have everything that you want, I don't want you sabotaging it. You know, because sometimes we have this inner saboteur that just does this stuff. But, you know, forgive yourself, but I would advise you to see him before you go, if he will let that happen.
All right.
Call in again and let us know what happens, and good luck to you. I hope you get your dream of being an astronaut. That's a quite a remarkable career choice.
Absolutely.
Astronomical.
Maybe life is easier in space. I don't know.
I'll see. I'll check it out.
Well, good luck to you. And,
thank you.
You know, thank you for sharing your story with us. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, so we're going to go to Nancy.
Yeah.
And also, Jimmy has his mom on the line. I just marked that, so we'll get to her after we do.
Wonderful.
Okay, after we do Nancy. So has Nancy said anything about why she's calling in today?
Yes, she has. Actually, Nancy is a little bit emotional right now, Cindy. Obviously she's called in before, and she's been seeing somebody on again, off again, on again, off again, you know, breaking up, reconnecting, the usual back and forth. I believe it is. I'm not 100%, though. I'll let Nancy elaborate there. But, you know, they decided they were going to get together for the summer. And, you know, they had a wonderful summer together. And then all of a sudden, boom, today he drops the bomb that he really needs to figure some things out. So, you know, she was kind of, I think, blindsided a little bit. And like I said, she's a little bit emotional right now. And, you know, she just kind of wants to know, like, what the hell, you know, I mean, we always seem to calm her down, and she always seems to find solace in your voice and in talking to you. So, your voice is who she really needed today. And, that's what we're going to do. We're going to put her in touch with
you on a Thursday so she could call in, you know,
exactly. All right. But here we go out to Nancy on Long Island. Hello, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy. It's okay to be emotional, so if you cry, it's okay. It's a safe space to cry, and it's okay. Now, this is Mike, right? That guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know, your grandpa said, oh, it's that son of a bitch Mike, is what he said to me, okay? You're from the other side, so. You know, you guys were getting along really well, according to your grandpa, in the song. You know, were you and him getting along well, Mike and you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was just like, you know, we reconnected.
Perfect.
He stayed over at my place, but it was just like the summer. It was vacation. It was all fun and games. And I knew that eventually he had to go home. Like, you know, that was always like him staying at my apartment. It was temporary. And finally today, like, he has been at my house weekends, like, the entire summer. And for the last month and maybe 2 weeks, it's been, like, at my house. Like, Matt doesn't go to his house. It's been just the two of us. Eventually today, he did have to go home. He had, like, appointments to go to, et cetera. And it's just, like, talking to him on the phone today was just, like, you know, like, he's telling me that he had anxiety about, like, going back to his routine, and, you know, needs a few days, he needs to, like, get his life straight, and, like, over the summer, like I said, like, I was off, you know, there was a lot of, like, downtime, a lot of hanging out, you know, just good, fun moments, and now I'm just, like, I feel like I'm in the limbo where I don't know where we stand anymore. Obviously, he wasn't seeing his ex over the summer because he was with me, but that always comes back to mind, like, is he going back to her? Like, we weren't an official relationship because, again, I don't trust him. There's a lot of pain. I'm still very hurt from our previous breakup, and there's just a lot that's going through my mind, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. Right now I'm just, like, so torn because the thought of going back home and he's not there is just, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Of course it's upsetting you. And what I see is he just gets scared. You know, it's not a coincidence that we just had Ashley on the phone before, okay, because she's a girl that loved this guy, and look at what she did. Okay, because sometimes love is scary. People sabotage it. It's not a lack of loving. They just get scared. And what I see with him is he does this with you. He's a true commitment phobic. I don't care that he's got, you know, long-term relationships sometimes because he commits to people he doesn't love all that much. You know, we use the word committed commitment phobic here. But with you, notice once you get really close to him, then he runs again. It's kind of his modus operandi. And, you know, you said it yourself. We weren't official. We weren't a couple. And I understand you let him back in, and I probably would have done the same. But what you're going to have to do with him this time is he really can't come back unless he's willing to be in a relationship. You can't have this him keep coming and going. Okay? It was nice. You were the greatest invitation to love for this summer. He had the greatest time of his life. It was wonderful. And that's what, you know, you want him to remember. But you can't keep doing this because it's too painful. Okay? It's too painful. And, again, he's scared. You know, we talked about his dad died when he was young. This guy's got fears of loving someone who could die on him. So every time he gets close, that fear comes up in him. And then he runs away. And, you know, I got the toxic love card, which looks to me like he could call up his ex again because he's got that unconscious contract with her. No matter what he does, he can come and go for the rest of his life with her. I don't want you to be, I don't want you to have that unconscious contract. No matter what he does, he can come back because that makes the love toxic. It doesn't make it soulmate.
Right.
So he doesn't even know why he's running. I got the card. He's got to make some, he's got to figure out, you know, what's going on. It's not that he doesn't love you. Did he at least tell you he loves you at all this summer?
Oh, yeah. And even this morning, I knew he was going to go home because he had a dental appointment today. Like, even before I left for work, because he stayed back and left a little later. Like, before I left, I said, you know, like, I held on to him. Like, I love you. He goes, I love you, too. And, like, it's just so, like, I mean, I love to hear it. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, how do you tell somebody that you do love them and then still do what he's doing? Like, I don't understand.
Because he's an otherwise nice person who's doing something cruel because he's a major commitment phobic. He has never gotten over the death of his father. He's terrified of love.
He's
terrified of love. Okay? And there's no lack of love here. And yet, you could see from our last caller, people sabotage a higher love all the time because it scares them. You know, sometimes it might be a fear of how is it going to affect your career? How is it going to affect this? How is it going to affect that? What if the person dies? There's a million fears. But this is the last time, and your grandpa's being very adamant about this. You're going to have to make it clear to him when he comes back the next time that he's not coming back unless you're in a committed relationship. Because this will go on for 20 more years like this. And if you were happy with this, if you were okay with this, if you weren't so devastated, if it was like, okay, now, if you were like, okay, now I'm just going to, like, go about my life till he comes back again and I'm not devastated, well, that might be different. But you're not the personality that can deal with this coming and going.
Right.
I mean, some people can.
That's the thing.
And
about,
again,
like, over the summer, we've had times where we've, like, argued and, like, we've talked about certain things. And, like, I told him, I'm like, listen, like, I'm not trying to pressure you. And I basically said, you know, I need to just know, like, where we stand because I can't be in this in-between and I can't be in this love triangle where you don't know who you want at the end of the day. You know, you're here with me, fine, but because his ex was like, I caught his ex texting him one day, and I was like, not okay with it. And I told him, I'm like, listen, you want to be with her, by all means, like, I am stepping away. I he keeps on telling me that, you know, things have changed, like there's no feelings for her, that like, all these things. And I'm like, so then why are you still entertaining her? Like, I don't, like, that bothers me, because if I don't want to be with someone, I'm done with that person. Like, there's no communication. Like, we don't need to be friends. Like, I have plenty of friends for that. I don't need to be
communicating
with someone who hurt me the way that you claim she hurt you.
But remember, it's their toxic relationship with that constant going back and forth. No matter what you do to me, we never leave each other, okay? So someone who has really fears of commitment and fears of loving someone who could die on them will stay a long time in a toxic relationship like that or go back mm-hmm. and forth. You know, it looks to me like she is contacting him and he may go see her. And again, it's also like, can he be alone? Like find, if you're going to find yourself, you need to, you're not going to find yourself going back to a toxic relationship again. Do you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
he does need therapy. And, mm-hmm. you know, without therapy, I'm not so sure he's not going to keep doing this dance. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, at this point, you gave him the greatest invitation to love. You had a nice summer with him. And now, a fire, you know, with you, you're going to have to stand strong on it. If he wants to see you, you're going to have to ask him, what's your intention in seeing me? Is it to stick 2 feet in this relationship and make it work? If not, I can't keep doing this. It's just not healthy for me. And
mm-hmm.
be strong. I mean, he's damn lucky. He's had so many chances with a soulmate back and forth, you know. Another person would have already been so fed up with him. How many times did you get, like, 8 chances with a soulmate? Come on.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And you're a good match. Believe in yourself. Do us a favor and call in again and let us know what happens soon. But at this point, I would say to you, you know, it just can't keep doing this. It's just going to hurt you too much. And he's not feeling good about it either. You know, believe me, he's not happy. He's pretty miserable. But he tends to start drinking when this happens. So he distracts. Like, he's not going to feel the pain. He's going to distract by either running back to her, drinking. And if people do that, then they're not really healing. But he needs to get sober. He needs to stop drinking, and he needs to stop running back to her. But if he doesn't do that, then this pattern will just continue. And it's not a lack of love here on his part. It's a lot of fear. He's really afraid. So I need you to hang in there, be strong, and, you know, let your love guide him back to you. But you can't be just let it be a booty call or a friends with benefits anymore, because that's really doing a disservice to a soulmate love.
Yeah.
And you can't enable
and
him.
Right, and that's where, like, I feel like I'm, like, I have given him plenty of opportunities, but this time, like, I literally gave it all, you know, and there's nothing more that I can do, you know, or show him, but he also needs to make that commitment. And what bothered me the most is that when we were together, he would make all these plans of, like, a future between us together, and, like, I would tell him, I'm like, we can't make plans of a future where we don't even know how to crawl together right now. Like, we are taking baby steps, and I couldn't get myself to think of a future with him where we couldn't even be established as, you know.
Right, because he's giving too much mixed messages. That's what's making you crazy. Okay, he's making future plans, and commitment service are always here. Next year, next week, next month we're going to do, but not now. They're not committing now. They're committing in some nebulous future when they heal their bullshit. But that's why you could not play that game. If he can't commit to you today, then that's all that matters is the now. It doesn't matter what he says he can do 10 years from now. Okay, it matters now. And that's why your responses are correct, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing it clearly. So, you know, he loves you. But there'll be a point where you'll be granted another soulmate, and that'll be sad, because I don't want you to be in a mess like
you know, Ashley was before. Then, you know, the one guy can't commit to her. Then she finds another soulmate. Then she screws it up. It's so messy when that happens. You know what I mean? So
Right. If
you're granted another soulmate in the next few months, because they don't believe he's going to step up to the plate, just don't let him sabotage it. Do you know what I mean? Because that's not right.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like I'm so loyal to a person.
Anyone else, unless it's like once I commit to that person, like there's no one else exists for me. Like I could have, and I was talking to this amazing guy over the summer, and there was just, he checked every single box. There was nothing that I felt, and the only person that brought me that happiness was him. And that's where, like, I'm so hard on myself. I'm like, why is it that I fall for the wrong one?
And, again, that isn't going to happen again, because next time you will be granted a soulmate that you will have that knock your socks off feeling for. Okay? This is, remember I told you, we've been saying on the show for a while, 2022, all these relationships not serving our higher good are going to come to an end. So
right. It
isn't going to be up to you at this point. That means that you'll probably be brought someone else if he doesn't step up to the plate. So, but, you know, hang in there. Call in again. If you're feeling bad next week, call in again next week, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck to you. You know we love you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye. I'm going to try to get Jimmy's mom. Bye. Now, I know so many people had emailed me today, Nicole, that wanted to get through, but Kimmy, I can see she wants to get through, but she didn't call in soon enough. If people don't call in at like 7 o'clock, we can't, it gets too queued up and we can't even see it until later on, so we won't be able to get to Kimmy today. If she wants to call in next week, she could do that again. But you have to, if you want to speak to us, you have to try to log in as close to 7 o'clock as possible, because the nature of Blog Talk is we just can't see you after a while until other callers hang up or they move the queue around. So, you know, that's the story. Okay. So we have Jimmy and his mom, and I have read her. She's one of my clients. I haven't seen her in a long time. So let's pick up Jimmy's mom tonight.
You got it. Hello, Jimmy's mom. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. It's so nice to hear from you. I love your son. He's such a great guy.
Thank you.
You know, I think I give him a lot of the same advice you give him, only he tends to listen to me because I'm not his mother, you know.
Yeah, you're not his mother, so he'll listen to you.
Isn't that funny? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how are you? How have you been?
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you must have something on your mind that you're calling in. Is there something you need from us or for some reason that you called?
Well, I guess, you know, my son is just moved again, and he's got a new job.
And he's back on Long Island.
Yes, and I'm here with him because I helped him move, and I'm going back home tomorrow.
Wow. So how do you like being back on Long Island?
Well, I got to see some friends, you know, that I don't see. I only get to talk to on the phone. So that's nice. But it's basically the same.
Right. It's the same. And so,
yeah.
So are you happy that Jimmy's moved back to Long Island?
I'm kind of. I'm concerned. You know, I think he's in a better place now than he was a year ago when we moved him down to Florida.
Right. For sure. And also, you know, it's just hard to let go. You're a very good mother, by the way. And
thank you.
Your mom has
been too.
Yeah. Your mom has passed, hasn't she? Your mom has passed?
My mom? Yeah.
Okay. Because she promises to watch over Jimmy while you're not there. Okay.
Okay.
So she'll help a lot. And, you know, with you, you know, try not to, I like the way you use the word concern. That's a good word. Worry is a useless word, okay? Concern is, moms are always concerned, okay? But, you know, it looks like, you know, it's a good move for him. The job looks like it's like a good job that he's gotten, too. So that's important.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like it to me too, but I don't want them to screw it up.
Again, I'll make sure that doesn't happen here, okay? You know, he's a very hardworking guy when he likes it. And, you know, he seemed to have missed Long Island. So I'm glad that, you know, he's come back for that. Money looks good for him, like he'll do well. And, you know, it looks good for him. And, you know, your mom really loves him. Did he know her well? Because she really seems to love him.
Yes.
You know, oh my God, she just brags about him, how smart he is, how good he is. And, you know, it was good that...
my younger one was just 6 when my mom died, my younger son. So, and they're like 6 years apart, the kids. Hello?
Wow. Hello, yep. And so, yeah, she seems to, like, promise you that she'll take care of him, she'll watch over him, and, you know, the move is good. I'm glad you came with him because I know he said he drove, like, 15 hours in one day. I was hoping there was someone else in the car. I didn't know you were, so thank you.
I kind of pushed it because I wanted to get the straight stretch done before we hit, like, because once you get Virginia, it's all city traffic, basically.
Yeah, no, unbelievable.
It could take a lot longer trying to get to New York City.
Oh, yeah. So, no, that was good. And so, you know, basically, you know, you've gotten him up here. He's settled. He says the apartment's nice. He likes the apartment. Are you in agreement it's a nice apartment?
Yes.
And he's back in the town he loves. You know, he seems to love that town. So these are all good things, and you know he did very well getting through all the mess in Florida. So I'm proud of him, you know, proud of him. I hope you are too.
I want to knock his head against the wall for the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, but I'll tell you.
He got through it.
And again, he learned a lot. Okay, he learned a lot. And, you know, everything looks good with him, you know, and, you know, with you, do you love Florida?
Yes, I do. Yes.
I mean,
I
good.
Miss it's just, here, but, you know, and the cold was getting too much for me. I can't take the cold weather anymore.
No, I know. And, you know, really. But that's why I would say everything looks good. I think, you know, relax a little bit. Could you please? Now, how are you getting back? Are you flying?
Yeah, I'm flying back.
Okay, good. And
then I got my other son leaving in January, going back to school for his master's, and he's going to be going to Georgia.
All right. So you're going to be like empty nesters, you and your husband. Uh-huh. You know? Wow, I would say start having pajama parties with your husband now. You know, you got a whole house to yourself. You know, and that's a lot of change, but your son looks like he's going to do well in Georgia too. So I think at this point, probably, you know, as a mom, we always worry, we're always concerned. But, you know, just take it a little bit easy and, you know, relax. Your mom will watch over him, okay? And help keep him safe. And I think that's probably the best news of all.
Yes.
You know, and she loves you very much, by the way. You were a very good daughter, according to her.
Thank you.
You know, very good daughter. Well, Blog Talk Radio is going to knock us off in about 20 seconds because they tend to do that as of late. But thank you so much for calling in.
Right.
Give Jimmy a big hug for me. And And just know that, you know, I'm always here for Jimmy, okay? So.
Okay, thank you.
That helps a little. Well, good luck to you, and thanks, everybody, for calling in. Nicole, thanks for on your vacation for doing the show. That we really appreciate that.
Of course, Cindy. I'm always here for you.
Okay, good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.